Okay, so we're doing a sugya here of standing for a, I guess for a Talmid Chacham, for a Rebbe, for an old person. Okay. So the Gemara, the sugya, I mean, we're going to be on this for a little while. I mean, I guess we may take a little Pesach break, but whatever. This is the next sugya. It's like from Kibbutz to this, okay? Fine. So it's Tana Rabbanan, Alam Ebez, Alam Ebez, Tana Rabbanan, two dots, about three quarters of the way down. So it says, Tana Rabbanan. So the Pasuk is like this. Here's the Pasuk. The Pasuk is in Kedoshim. It says, yeah, okay, the Yud Tas, Lam Ebez. Okay. Ibnei Seba Takum, the Hadarta Pnei Zaken, the Yoresim El Kecha Ani Hashem. So in front of Seva, Pesivul Pshani is like old, okay, old age, you should stand. And then it says you should be Mahader, should beautify or something to that effect. The face of a Zaken, which I'm not sure clear exactly what a Zaken means, okay. The Yoresim El Kecha Nishav Yura from Hashem Ani Hashem. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's the pasuk. So this pasuk, simple as it may sound, is not quite so simple. Okay. So, so much like this. Neseva takum, you should stand up for old age. Yachol afilu nezakin ashmoi. I might think you should even stand up. Careful. You should even stand up for a zakin ashmoi. Okay? A zakin ashmoi. Talmid lomar zakin, vein zakin al chacham. Okay, so. So no, Zakin teaches you that it's only a chacham. So what's Zashmai? What does this even mean? So Rashi is just higher up, okay, relatively high. Zakin Ashmai, the beginning of a line, about the 10th, 15th skinny line. Zakin Ashmai, he says Asham means Rasha, the Amharats. So an Asham means a guy like a guy who's a Rasha. Like Asham, I guess, means like sin or is one thing. Like a sin offering, like an asham, or an asham. I think he's learning it like that. An asham is a guy who's like crooked, a rasha, a maharetz. Okay? So it basically means if you have an old rasha. Okay, an old rasha. Mamish a rasha. So I might think you should stand up for a rasha, an old rasha. I is a rasha, but he's old. Right? I might think that. I would have thought that. Right? Talmid lomar zakin. Fein zakin el chacham. He says zaking. So it says meseva takom, part one. V'hadarta pnei zaken. So there's a somewhat of a comparison between seva and zaken. So it says zaken means a chacham. Zaken is a reference to a chacham. Shenema asvali shivim ish mizdek pnei Yisrael. Because like he said, gather me 70 people from the zakenim of Kal Yisrael. So you see, those were clearly they were chachamim. They weren't just old guys. They were chachamim. So this is, you see, that Zaken is a reference to a guy who's wise, not just old. That's Zaken. That's not Seva, they're two different things. But I guess he's holding there's some sort of relationship. If Zaken is a reference to Chacham, so Seva must also be some sort of a reference to Chacham. Somehow, right? I mean, there's some sort of something going on like that, right? So, and therefore, he's saying that you can't be that you're standing up for an old guy who is totally devoid of Chachma, on the contrary, is a Rasha. That can't be. Rasha and Amaretz can't be. Okay? That is the Tanakh. Okay? This is real Gemara. I mean, we'll read Rashi, Tosafot as well, you know, but let's get some Gemara down, okay? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili seemingly argues, Ein Zaken El Misha Kana Chachma. No. A Zaken is someone who is Kana Chachma. Shenema Hashem Kanani Rishis Darko. Zakein is Zekana. Okay? Zekana. So it means Zeshekana Chachma. I guess it's saying is maybe Kanani is a lashon maybe which is used with reference to Chachma. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is teaching. Kanani Rishis Darko. It acquired for me the Rishis of his Darach. I'm not sure exactly the limit. But that's what he's saying. Zakein refers to someone who's Kana Chachma. Right? Which The obvious problem at this point seems to be is that, so what's you're basically adding? I mean, is this the same thing as Tana Kama? Tana Kama said Zakein means Chacham, because Shas was Asva Elisha Mishim Mizikne Israel. And then Rabbi Yisrael is saying, no, Ain Zakein, Asha Mishikana Chachma, because you read the word Zakein, Zakana. So, I mean, is there a difference in point, or just a difference in where you learn it out from? Right? I mean, you don't want to say there's just a difference of where you learn it out from. I mean, who cares? What's the difference? Same halacha. Okay? So the Rashi tells you, the Gemara is going to ask it. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask it. Okay, here, let's catch up on some Rashis. Okay, so Rashi says, Mizikne Yisrael, Gomer Zakein Mizikne. Okay, you learn out Zakein here, from Zikne Yisrael over there. Mala halon gedolam v'chachamim, just like over there, by the Shivan Zakenim, they were gedolam and chachamim, t'chsev asher yadata kihim Zikne ha'am v'shotrav. Right, that you know that they were the Zikne ha'am v'shotrav. They were really the elders, the shotrim. I mean, they were really the guys. So to hear, right? Okay. Ein zayi shalachah, lash nochikon diber davar kasav. Look, we're parachay netanakam. So nochi is like the style of like breaking up the word like that. Zakein zakana. Okay. Fine. Right? So the Gemara is going to ask later. This is the exact same thing as Tana Kama, right? I mean, there's no difference. Okay. So far, so good. Okay. So this is so the Gemara says, I might think Seva means even stand for Zakein Hashmai, right? Rosh Hashanah. Right? Teach you to know. It's one of two limudim. Either you say Zakein. The second part of the pasuk, which is Zakein, is a reference to is like Zikne Yisrael, right? It's like a Gzeres Shava Zakein to Zikne Yisrael, which are always which are Chachamim. So to hear your Seva has to be something to do with Chachamim. Or you say no, the term Zakein itself means Zakana Chachma. So therefore, again, that Zakein in the second part of the pasuk has to be Chacham, and therefore the Seva also must be somehow hooked in with Chachma. Okay, fine. Then let's go a little further. Okay, maybe we could either skip down or we could just read straight. Let's read a little bit. This is all the brisa. Okay, Yachol, right? You see, this is unrelated, but let's might as well. It's all the brisa. Okay, the Gemara is going to basically go step by step, taking apart the brisa one part at a time. So might as well just get the facts of the brisa. Yachol Yalmud Miponim Makom Rachik. I might think you stand up from far away. You see him at a distance. You stand up. Tamar Lomar Takum V'Hadarta. So you should stand up and adorn him. Okay? Lo amarti kima el b'makom sheyesh hidor. You only have to stand up in a place where there will be hidor, where there will be a doorman. And if he's far away, no one's going to know that you're standing up for him. So therefore, it's not going to be a standing up of hidor. So therefore, it's only going to be within Dalai Lama's when it's clear that you're standing up for him. Okay? So yachol yajanu b'mamon. I might think you should adorn him with money. Right? Give him money or whatever. Tamar lomar takum v'adarta. Ma kima sheymachzor kis, af hidor sheymachzor kis. No. Just like standing up doesn't involve money, so too hidor doesn't involve money. Okay, it's fine, different point. Yachol yamo in front of beis hakisa beis hamelach. I think standing for him in a bathroom, in the bathhouse. Tamalo, we're talking about darta lo amati kima lo mam sheish hidor. You only do it in a place where there is adorning, and in the bathroom it doesn't adorn him. It's whatever. For whatever reason, the bathroom isn't good for that. Okay, we'll get to that. Yachol yatzameinu kamisha lo rahu. I might think you are allowed to pretend like you didn't see him. Tamed Omar, Takum V'Yereisa, Davar Masar Lev, Nehru V'Yersim L'Kecha. So this is V'Yereisim L'Kecha, that's when it says Masar Lev, that only God knows whether or not you saw him or not, so it's telling you, you're not allowed to do that. Strange Havmin, alright? Come on again, that's about fine. Okay. Rav Shumim Lev, and also Omar, my name is like a Shalei Triach, how do I know that a Zakein shouldn't bother people to stand up for him? Tamed Omar, Zakein V'Yereisa, that the Zakein himself should have a Yerah. And he should he shouldn't bother people. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara gets back to our topic. Okay? So Isi ben Yehuda is the third Randamer. So you had Tana Kama, who learned that it had to be a Chacham from the Zikne Yisrael. Then you had Rabbi Yosef Glili, who learned it out from Zakin Zeshkan Chachma. And then is Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Mimnei Seva Takum, Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma. What's he mean, Afilu Kol Seva? Including?
Ashmai.
Include Rashi. I feel it's like an Ashmai. So Issa is a stream of focus. Issa we need to really hold. He stands for Zakin Ashmai. He does. For according to Rashi's interpretation of Rasha. A Rasha, not Marat. Okay, the Tana Kama really hold not that way for two different reasons. It has to be related to Chachma, one of two different ways.
What is the.
So now the Gemara asks, okay, I'm just getting some facts here. I mean, the Gemara asks then, it says, Rabbi Yosef, Hainu Tana Kama, right? Same exact thing. What's the difference? You learn it out from which part? Who cares how you learn it out? So it says, no, Ikavina Yonik Chakim, a young, smart guy. A young, smart guy. Tanakama Sarah Yanukhaim Lo. Tanakama learns it out from the Ziknei Yisrael. The Ziknei Yisrael. Now the Ziknei Yisrael were both old and smart. Okay? So since you learned Chachzak Ziknei from there, it has to be a guy who is both old and smart. Okay? Chachma alone won't do it. You have to be both. Okay? Rabbi Yosef Lili Savar Filian Chachim. Rabbi Yosef Lili says Zakin means Zasha Kana Chachma. So he holds even a young, smart guy. Even a young, smart guy. Okay, if a young smart guy is going to have to do it, you got to stand firm. Okay? And the Gemara goes into how they learn it out, but it's fine. That's the facts. The difference in the facts there is what kind of chacham you're going to have to stand up for, and we'll get into it more in detail. Okay? But basically, if you want to differentiate, I say the most major differentiation in the Gemara here is a question about Zaken Ashmai. Zaken Ashmai. If you have a guy who's old, but Ashmai. Okay, which means, let's say, Rosh Hanamar, it's according to Rashi. Do you stand up for him? Isi Ben Yudah says yes. Okay, because Seva. Who said anything else? Seva means old. And the others hold, no. The Seva, the end of the Pasuk, which is Zakein, reveals that Seva also can't be a guy who's Shmoy. It has to be someone who has Chachma somehow. Okay, so he can't be a Rosh Hanamar. Okay? Yeah, I mean, it seems like they're two different things. There's Seva and there's Zaken, Chacham. But the old guy, there's an old guy and there's a Chacham. But the old guy has to have something in common with the smart guy. It can't just be like stand up for an old guy and for elephants. I mean, there has to be some Shaychas. So the thing is, stand up for an old guy and a wise guy can't be a guy who's old, whose Rosh has nothing at all to do with Chachma, has something to do with Chachma. So the saying is, it can't be a guy who's an Ashmoy, who's a Rasha, can't be. Apparently, you see how they're two separate things. Why not? Old is old. Wise is wise. Different things. Okay? Two different things. Okay. Fine. So that's... Yeah, okay. So you have that machlokas. But let's just see. Let's see Tosos, the first little Tosos here, because Tosos doesn't like the way Rashi learns Zaken Ashmai. Because all Machlokas here is about Zaken Ashmai, which Rashi says means a Rasha. See, Tosos is not happy about that. Okay, see, it's the top Tosos, Zaken Ashmai. Okay, it says Pirish Bekuntres Ashmai Rasha VeAmaretz. Ashmai means a Rasha and Amaretz. Says Vekasha, the Heichi Kamar Isi Ben Yura the Seva Mashma Afilu Zaken Ashmai. How could Isi Ben Yehuda? He doesn't just ask for the Havimina. He says the Maskana. This is real Maskana. Isi Ben Yehuda, Mamish holds. You stand up for this guy. Hello, mitzvah afilu hakoso levazoso lezalzelo. What do you mean? There's a mitzvah to hate a rasha. To hate a rasha, to be mevazem, zalzel, right? I mean, you tell me I have to stand up for the guy? He's a rasha. See, that's impossible. How could it be that a Zaken Ashmoy is a reference to a guy who's Mamish rasha? Right? How could it be, he says. He says, L'kach pirish v'ein etam, Ashmoi lashon doesn't mean sins, but it doesn't mean like a sinner. Rather, lashon shomimim. It means broken down. Okay, you're going, pishle shimoi, the menachos. Like a broken down doorway, a menachos by mezuzah. Right? It's talking about that kind of thing. Klomer bar v'am haaretz. It's like broken. It means a guy who's basically like a bar. Like a fool, an ignoramus. Doesn't mean a rasha. He's saying, I can understand saying you don't stand for a guy. You stand for a guy who's an ignoramus. Guy basically, nothing wrong with him. He's not a rasha. He's a simpleton. He doesn't know anything. He's not Maritz. That much, you can understand. But a rasha? Because there's no mitzvah to hate an Amaritz or to hate a bar. To hit him and to curse him and to insult him. There's no like that. There's no reason to stand up for him in general, but now he's old. But he says, a Rasha, he can't possibly... he says, how could it be that you can stand up for a Rasha? So essentially we have here a Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, but it's a Machlokas about how to learn the Machlokas, right? Machlokas in the Gemara is whether you stand up for a Zaken Ashmai, and the question is, within Rashi and Tosfos, what is Zaken Ashmai? Does it even mean a Rasha? Does Isi hold even stand up for a Rasha? Or it just means to stand up for a guy who's just an Amaretz? I guess the question here, the underlying question is, what's the deal with standing for an old guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, what did an old guy do? So what? He's old. Big deal. What is old? Why does old make him worthy of being stood for? I understand the Chacham is in a Chachma. Yeah, it's a guy to be respected. He's a Chacham. We respect Chachma. But old? Everyone gets old. I mean, and that's why it's funny how Tosafot didn't have a problem with the Namaretz. I mean, an old Namaretz, what is he? He's just an old Namaretz. He's no less of an ignoramus or Zim. You know, I mean, he's calling him a Namaretz. He's not saying he's not Namaretz. So, I mean, Tosafot didn't have a problem with that. He had a problem with the Rasha part, but he didn't have a problem with that. I mean, that's Isi's position. I mean, the others don't hold that way. Others hold he has to have some sort of Chacham. I mean, I guess Jeremy's question is good. If you tell me he's a Chacham, then what's the difference between him and the Zaken? I mean, the Seva is old. Who needs an old? Might as well just be a Chacham. He's a Chacham anyways. Tosafot gets into that, though. He says the old guy doesn't have to be as much of a Chacham as a regular Chacham. Like, an old guy could just be like a regular Chacham. I mean, he doesn't say those words, but like, an old guy could just be a regular Chacham. Doesn't have to be like a big, you know, big super genius or whatever. But a young guy is a Chacham. He really has to be a Chacham. Not just any Chacham. Okay, but yeah. Okay, so your question, though, is though, the old... You're putting forth a suggestion. Good question. Jeremy wants to know, why does it say Rashi and Rasha ve'amaretz? Is it Rasha or it's an amaretz? Or it's both? Or it's one? I mean, what's the deal there? Tosafot also says, Bor ve'amaretz. What's the deal? Asham implies Rasha. How does that imply amaretz? Or unless it's both. I mean, how are you learning Ashma? Are you learning it means Asham or are you learning it means Shomimim? Since amaretz sounds like Tosafot's way. But Rashi's way is Asham is like sin. So what amaretz isn't sins, Rasha is sins. I mean, it's a good question. Okay, so Yehuda puts forth a suggestion for the suggestion box that we're standing up for an old guy because he has life's experiences behind him. Right?
Yes.
That's the suggestion? So David's saying, Gary's saying also, that I think it's reminiscent of a machlokas we had. We had this machlokas by father. It's machlokas Rambam and the Torah, whether or not this has been covered by your father as a Rasha. Okay, and... I mean, it's not exactly the same thing, but the Svara seems, at least the definition seems to be say the same thing. Okay, which is, what's the din of a kavod of a zaken, standing for a zaken, for an old guy? Is it kavod, let's call it kavod, okay? I mean, even though he doesn't want to use the word kavod, but let's use it, call it kavod. So is it kavod for the guy? We called him Mr. Johnson when he was a father, but he's an old father now. There's a couple for Mr. Johnson.
Senior.
Mr. Johnson Senior. Why? Why are you honoring Mr. Johnson Senior? Oh, because he's an old guy. Okay? Or, do you say no? It's kavod for the institution of Seva. Kavod for a senior citizen. Okay? There's an institution called old guys. Okay? Called Seva. And you really be mechabed the institution of old age, and the way in which, but you can't you have an institution, or is it, you know, you can't. There's no, the institutions are just walking around. So in other words, we respect old age. Old age is a valuable thing because of whatever we'll get to in a little bit. But old age is a valuable thing; it's worth respecting. But the way you respect it is through the individual who has old age. But you're not respecting him, and I don't care what he is. Who is he? Mr. Johnson, the murderer? It doesn't matter. It's not covered for him. It's covered for the institution. He's just the echitimtza of the institution. But if you say it's covered for him, why? Because he has this institution. Because he has this quality. Yeah, but if he has a different quality of rishos, so you can't be mechabed him. The quality of rishos, like Tosa says, is you have to hate him and curse him and all that stuff. So you can't be mechabed this guy. You know, as the rishos is going to be ma'akev you from mechabed him. But again, if you say that it's covered for the institution, so and he's just like himself, so you're standing up because the institution of Seva just walked into the room. Okay, now it's true, when you relate to this guy as an individual, you're going to have to curse him and, you know, as an individual. There's like the two frameworks. There's him betor as the gavra, who he is, and that gavra is someone you have to hate and curse and all that. But then there's the institution. He's just another echitimsa, the institution of Seva. And when that institution walks in the room, you have to stand up. You know what I mean? So that's the issue about Rashi Tosas, about whether or not you can mechabe the Zadha or the Rasha. Is that even if you want to say that you can mechabed an Ashma, a guy's name Aretz, could you mechabed a Rasha? Because
Right, the Gemara in Rashi. So that's a question if it's for the institution or for the guy, because he reflects that institution. Okay, now you have a question, though, is what about, let's say, what about, do you mechaber Hashmai altogether? Does he have to really be a Chacham? Or does he, or do you say, even if he's not Maritz, even if he's a Rasha? Right? And that's Machlokas Yenisi Ben Yehuda and everyone else. Yenisi Ben Yehuda and everyone else, right? Before the specifics, so let's say why it is Yimchabed HaZaken. I mean, we weren't Seva. We're not really talking about this so far. But I think the way Jeremy and Yehuda were saying before, I think it's good, is that, that in general, life's experiences teach a person many lessons. Okay? And like, so you notice, like, a guy who's like a young guy has a lot of fantasies, a lot of illusions about the way the world works, you know? Like, kind of, he wants the world to work in a certain way, and he just assumes that reality just conforms to the way his emotions tell him. But living life shows you, okay, or has the capacity to show you, that to break those things down. And you basically see, through more and more experiences, you start to realize that things just aren't the way it seems at first sight. And, you know, what your emotions tell you is true, just you see time and time again. It takes a long time, but then you get old, the certain experiences of life, and also your age, your fantasies get weaker, emotionally, you know, there's a certain weakening of the person that just gives him a different take on reality. I mean, I say this too, it's like a certain physical thing that he gets weaker and older, and his fantasies are less, and I think has to do with the fact that he's seen time and again that the fantasies basically aren't true, and they don't really all the promise which all the fantasies told you that they'd give you basically is not true. So he has a certain perspective on reality through experiences and age. Person gains a certain, has a capacity, again it's not 100%, but has a capacity to gain a certain perspective on reality. He could see reality in a clearer way. He's not as blinded by all the different fantasies and you know, illusions about the way the world works. So there's a certain, that kind of a guy deserves respect. A guy who's an old guy has a certain quality of a type of a chachma. It's a kind of a chachma. Okay, it's not like chachma like on the daf. Doesn't mean he could you know, but it's a certain kind of like a realistic take on life. You know, it's like an idea, like a grandfatherly advice, or you know. Like back when I was a kid, you know, there's a certain type of he's seen a lot of things, and he's seen the way the world works, the way the world. There is what to be gained from the way, from seeing the world, studying the world. Now, of course, a guy could be a Rasha, and a guy could be a fool, and he could never really think about anything, and he could still be making the same mistakes as he made when he was 15 years old. But in general, that's not the case. In general, there is a trait of an old guy. And it could be it's saying, I mean, there's one take. I mean, maybe as you go through the sugya, maybe we'll get some other ideas, or, you know. But one idea seems to be is that that's something which the Torah is saying you should respect. Okay? But now the question is, what about on a guy who's Nashmai? He's like a Nashmai. That's a good point. Gary points out also, is that when he's old, he's closer to death. Death is a reality. That's when you're older than that. It's related. They're not related, but you're pretty, yeah. As when a person that basically denies his own mortality as part of his whole fantasies. He denies mortality. And when he gets old, his mortality becomes a reality to him. Okay? I mean, an old guy, you can't deny, certain age, you can't deny your mortality. I mean, you're just old. I mean, you're old, you're just feeble, it's hard, you can't deny it. So the reality forces itself upon his mind's eye. So all those fantasies which come about because of his own fancy of mortality become broken. And now he's forced to see, though he's forced against his will. That's why oftentimes old people aren't that happy. But he's forced against his will to face the reality. I mean, the young people, if they saw the reality, they also wouldn't be so happy, you know. But they don't see it. But an old person can't deny it anymore. So his state basically forces him to see reality. But that gives him a mila. It's good. It's good for him. I mean, it is good. I mean, assuming a guy could handle it and could take it properly, it gives him a certain perspective on reality. It's true. I mean, it's not just the experiences, but it's also the closeness to death. True. True. They're both true, I think. They're both true. So now the question is, what about an old Ashmai guy? Zaken Ashmai, right? Zaken Ashmai. Do you stand for him or do you not? EC says, yeah, why not? And really the other guys say, no, only Chachma. Right, only a chachma. So, okay, time is chachma, so not a chachma. So, I guess we can define that. And the question, I guess, in your mind, you're going to have to keep in mind, does it matter if you're Rashi or Tosfos about how you explain this Mahalakas? You know what I mean, right? Remember, Rashi and Tosfos held differently. So, does that make a difference? Okay, let's just start with Rashi. I just feel like it's a starting point. Let's try to think about Rashi first. So, according to Rashi, Ichsi hold, you're standing for the institution of Seva, right? The institution of old age. What does that mean? Because the institution of old age reflects this idea we were talking about, the certain view of reality. So therefore we respect that institution. And every person is Eichi Timtz of that institution, so I don't care if he's a Rasha or not, it doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter if he's a Rasha. Okay? Now, the other Shita, that's easy. Rasha Amaretz, doesn't matter. Okay? But now the other Shita holds no. In Zakein Ela Chachma. I mean, of course, we're going to have to get into the particulars. Yosef Lili, and I mean, they're different. But at least let's take them as a group for now. He says, no. Can't be a Zakein Hashemayim. It has to be some sort of Chachma. Okay, so what about that? Something like David a little bit. That the question is, and maybe this will work Rashi or Tosfos. I don't know if it's going to matter. But the question is like, clearly, you have two things here. The reason why you're honoring old age is because there's a phenomenon of, we'll call it like a chachmas hazikna, okay, a wisdom achieved through old age, in general. Right? That's definitely why you're honoring old age. I mean, it's because you're talking about there's experiences, breaking fantasies, closer to death, whatever it is, but there's a certain wisdom of old age. And that's the reason why the Torah selects old age to be a phenomenon. Okay, why it is, expects to be something to be respected. Okay, but the question is that just the why? Is the chachma just the why? But bottom line is, halachically, old age is the thing which you're respecting. Or do you say no, that there's a you're being mechabed? It's like a compound. It's like a kind, like as they were saying, it's a kind of chachma. It's really like a a chachma of old age. Okay, it's like a compound. And that's why it's harder halachically, but it's more in line with the underlying idea. You know what I mean? But in other words, you're being mechabed, like let's say Kantarashi, the institution of an old wise guy. Okay, there's a certain kind of an institution like that, of an old, old sage. You know what I mean? Or something like that. It's a certain kind of institution of an old wise guy. It's really a combination. It's a certain wisdom. There's a wisdom of old age. And you mechabed the institution of wisdom of old age. Okay? Right. Or do you say, no, you be mechabed the institution of old age. You know, why did the Torah select that institution? Why is that an important institution? Oh, yeah, because in general that institution brings with it wisdom. You know what I mean? So on the one hand, you'd say the real idea is like is because the wisdom of old age. That's the whole point. I mean, who cares? The guy's old. What is old? An old? Do you really care about an old ignoramus? What's the point of that? But the real idea is because of the wisdom. But halachically, it's a smoother setup to say seva. That's what he says. They say we're talking called seva b'mashma. Sounds like the Torah. The Torah, even though it's because of Chachma, the Torah singled out Seva and it gave it significance per se. And we don't get into what he is and whether he reflects it. And it's the institution of old age was simply set apart as in this easier institution. Seva is an institution. Old wise is like a new kind of a thing. It's like a compound, you know. So that's why Eastman is saying simple pshat. It says seva. It doesn't say anything about wisdom. Yeah, why? That's good philosophy. It's good philosophy. All the experiences and all that. But the bottom line is, it says seva. The others say no. It's true, and the burden of proof is on them. But they're saying is that you see that the Torah compared it to Zakein in one pasuk. So the saying is that, and Zakein reflects Chachma for whatever reason from those limudim. So therefore, they're saying is that they're saying the fact that it put it together shows that seva is really a kind of a wisdom. Don't learn seva means literally just old. It's a kind of a wisdom. It's a kind of wisdom. It's an old wisdom. Okay, and that's the institution. You know what I mean? So therefore, it's going to have to be. He's going to have both. But I guess it's a question. Halachically, it's a harder kind of institution. But it's I guess you can deal within Rashi or Tosfos. Within Rashi, it's a question: which institution? The institution of old age or the institution of old wise guy, old wisdom? And according to Tosos, that you mechabed him because he's a right, because he's a zaseva. So you mechabed him because he's old, and old reflects a certain quality, or no, because he has chachmas hazikna, because he has that quality, that compound quality.
Right.
You know what I mean? Either way, within Tosos, if he's actually a Rasha, so then even if you want to say it's him because he's old, yeah, but if he's also a Rasha, then that's going to knock out the, you know, he doesn't have to be actually wise, but he can be a Rasha. I mean, so I think the same question is going to be, could be within Rashi or Tosos. It's two different questions, you know. The question is on the level of the institution or the level of the Gavra. I mean, but either way, the question was the Tama HaTakana incorporated into the Takana, you know, like that kind of thing. Is the idea of wisdom, which is the reason for the thing, was that incorporated into the halakhic structure to form like a more complex structure, a new institution, or do you say, no, took an institution called Seva, and because of this Chachma, but it set it apart. But the next question is going to be the Machlok student of Sigil in Tanakama, and the Gemara further gets into it. I mean, read the Gemara on it. The Gemara talks about it. And also there's another Tosus, that Tosus of Ein Zakein Ela Chacham. Shinama Asfelisha, that's that Tosus you got to do. And at some point you're going to have to do the other one, Maishna. But maybe we'll hold that off for a little bit. But you may want to do the end of Maishna.
We're going to do that Tosus one.